You're listening to Sally and Erica on Triple J.
Dom Dolla, I feel like I need to shake it off after that. It got heated in this Triple J studio.
Yeah, good. I'm glad it's 20 past eight. But if we can get that sort of reaction, that was the intention.
Absolutely. It's like a club up in here. The windows are dripping with sweat. So many texts coming in as well. Josh from Coff says, I am melting into my chair at work right now. What an absolute banger. Someone is calling you the absolute goat, Dom Dolla, saying the man, the myth, the legend, there's nothing this guy can't do. So many good reacts coming in.
Jake from Sydney's caught up as well. Jake, you're in the huddle. It's half time. This one's pumping. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I guess first half was pretty down, but that track, getting a bit of a body beatroot vibe.
Ooh.
You could almost be cranking warp or this track. That was really good.
Oh, nice one. How do you feel about the bloody beatroots comparison, Dom Dolla?
That's great. I saw the bloody beetroots on Schoolies in like 2009, so I definitely reckon there's some inspiration subtly somewhere in there.
Sick. Nath has called up from Newcastle as well. Nath, what do you reckon?
It was awesome. I can't wait to hear it on the way home from work.
Yeah.
It was so good. I loved it.
Only good reacts, Dom Dolla, coming through. That voice on the track, Dom, whose voice is that?
That's me.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's I recorded that vocal ages ago, maybe more than a year ago, and I've been sitting on it trying to figure out what to do with it. And it's sort of, it's finally seen the light of day. So,
very cool. You actually wrote this song as well with Sonny Federa. Who is that? Tell us about Sonny.
Sonny's originally from Adelaide. He now lives in the UK and he's a great house producer, really good friend of mine, killing it over there, killing it in Europe. And we've both been touring the US together. And I was, sitting on that vocal and we're in New York. And I had this sort of lead sound arranged and said to him, hey, I reckon this could be a cool collab idea. He had this wicked bass line, which is that real sort of fat rolling groove you guys can hear underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
We laid down the drums and the track kind of like wrote itself. And it was, it's been killing it for us on the dance floor.
Wow. How did you guys actually meet?
We met at Miami Music Week. We were introduced by Green Velvet at one of his parties at Miami Music Week, I think like March last year. And we'd never met before, but Curtis introduced us and then he was like, cool, can you guys do a back-to-back for me? So we literally jumped up and we're familiar with each other's music, but it was sort of like we're thrown in the deep end. We've been good mates ever since.
So. Wow. So when you say back-to-back, just let people know what that means.
It's like it's a versus DJ set. So like we'll sort of like bounce off each other, playing records, sort of reading the room together, playing, sort of influencing each other's tastes. It's basically two people DJing at the same time.
Sick.
Breakfast with Sally and Erica on Triple J.